This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Want to become a successful innovator? It goes without saying that what you need is a laser-like focus. But beware any assertion that begins with the words, "it goes without saying." Adam Grant is a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Management. His new book is called Originals: How Nonconformists Move the World. Adam, good to talk to you again.
You too, David. Thanks.
People who are revolutionary are by definition nonconformist at some level, but what's the image here? Swashbuckling pirates who don't listen to authority and know exactly what they want?
That's what I thought, but it turns out most of the original people who drive creativity and change in the world are cautious, they're procrastinators, and they hate taking risks.
Well, what did you learn about this from the people who started the nerd eyeglasses company, Warby Parker? I was reading in the book.
I was actually teaching my first class at Wharton when Warby Parker was founded. And one of the founders came to me and invited me to invest in the company. And I declined because they just seemed like they were not committed. They spent the whole summer working in internships instead of working on the business full time. Then they lined up full time jobs instead of planning to work on the startup. What I should have realized was they were hedging their bets. They were being thoughtful. They were running lots of experiments to see if this idea would really work. And all those backup plans they made, they actually were able then to be much more thorough.
So here you were looking for people that you considered all in, who were serious. But in fact, what you had was a number of people who were deliberate, prudent, reflective. And maybe you should have rewarded – well, if you had rewarded that – you would have been an early investor, my friend.
They're worth over $1 billion now, which is why my wife handles all our investments today. But this is something you see with many great originals.
All right. So there may be some lessons here for people thinking about striking out on their own with an entrepreneurial venture. But what about a company, a pre-existing company, that would like to fertilize this kind of thinking and get some innovation internally? What might they learn from your data?
If you look at the hiring process, most leaders try to hire on cultural fit. They say, look, we want people who share our values. And that's a really good way to create a bunch of clones of your company. The data show that companies that hire on cultural fit initially benefit from a lot of motivation and solidarity, but then they fall victim to groupthink and they grow at slower rates. What you need to do is hire on cultural contribution, which is about saying, we don't want people who just replicate our culture. We want to figure out what's missing from the culture and privilege that. So let's bring in a bunch of people who are going to enrich the culture, not just give us what we already have.
All right. Adam Grant is professor of psychology at Wharton. His book, Originals: How Nonconformists Move the World. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Grant has also done work suggesting that helicopter parents who nudge their kids to put in massive hours to be great at one thing may be killing creativity, and that teachers' pets aren't necessarily the ones who grow up to make memorable contributions.